friends, we are continuing our Shiurim on the Sugya and Sukkah and Daf Nunvav Amid Aleph, Baruch Hashem. We have already seen Niflaus Gedolus Mitaras Hashem. And now we'd like to continue B'Siyata Dishmaya. Again, this is based on the Torah of Rabbeinu Rabbeinu Gaon HaGadol Rav David Yitzchak Mandelzal. The Avnei Nezer in Arachayim in Simitav Tzadi Tes is Masig on the Trumas edition of the Taz that are brought in Simitav Reish Pei Aleph regarding the question of being Makdim Hadlokas Ner Chanukah Lehavdala. The Trumas Hadeshen says that the reason you light Ner Chanukah before Havdalah is because afuke yoma me'achrinan le. You want to let Shabbos out as late as possible. So first, light your, obviously say Baruch HaMavdil, but actually making Havdalah, first light your Ner Chanukah, and then make Havdalah alakos after you daven Marv, and you, it's no longer Shabbos. So he says it's because afuke yoma, to let the day out, me'achrinan le, we want to push it off as much as possible. Another reason given is the Taz, Havdalah Tadir, Tadir Visheno, Tadir, Tadir Kodem. So Havdalah is more frequent than Ner Chanukah. And since Havdalah is more frequent, it's going to be first. Tadir Visheno, Tadir, Tadir Kodem. Lashon Avnei Nezer. First Ner Chanukah, and then Havdalah, Mokar Dimseh, and Trumas Hadeshen. The Mokar of this comes from the Trumas Hadeshen. V'atam cause of Trumas Hadeshen, the Chol Afuka Yom Machrin Anlay, because when you want to be Motzi the day, you're Ma'achirit. V'atureizov, his Sigal Zen, the Turei Avin says, no. Came the Havdalah Tadir, Mahani Litchos, time of the Afuka Yom. Since Havdalah is Tadir, then it is fitting to be Doiche, the reason of Afuke Yome. So therefore you have to go with the Tadir. Says the Avnei Nezer, Dein Tzarech L'Cholze, because we paskin Chiyuva Diyoma Adif. So Ner Chanukah comes first because it's Chiyuva Diyoma. We learned in our Sugya, we've been Ma'arich to explain, Chiyuva Diyoma. The Chiyuva of the day comes first. So what's the Chiyuva of the day? Says the Avnei Nezer, Ner Chanukah. Hadlakas Ner Chanukah, v'chiyuva diyom, v'ila havdolah, shikra machmas ha-shabbis. Havdolah is al Shabbos. Havdolah is al Shabbos. Shedinu b'zerchorei b'kinisasu v'yitziyasu. V'havdolah b'motzi Shabbos ain't a chiyuva diyom. So havdolah b'motzi Shabbos is not a chiyuva of the yom. Why? Because the chiyuv for mitzad Shabbos, not mitzad motzi Shabbos, now it's motzi Shabbos. So therefore, the chiyuv of the yoima of Ner Chanukah is going to take precedence and proceed, come before Havdalah. V'dami lechalukas nechem apanim demavur besugin de lo chashiv chiyuv the yoima. And this can be compared to the apportioning of the lechem apanim, that it's not considered chiyuv the yoima because it's shaykh to the previous Shabbos. Lechem was organized the previous Shabbos. It's only given out now. But it's shaykh to the previous Shabbos here also. Havdalah shaykh to Shabbos, not to now. And he asked a kasha on this from Brochas, Ein Sham. Another kasha he asked there is, Lama koidem tamid lemusaf. Why does the tamid, the carbon tamid, precede the carbon musaf? Because of tadir v'sheino tadir. The musaf should come first. Because Musaf is Chiyuv Diyoma. So the Chiyuv Diyoma, like we see in our Sugya, should take precedence over Tadir. So yes, the tamid is tadir, but the chiyuv of today, the special chiyuv for today, is the musaf. So musaf should come first. Apparently, the Avnei Nezer was learning that the inyan of chiyuv of the yoma is that kol shu chiyuv shesibasu biyom zeh, anything that's a chiyuv because of this day, because of the unique nature of this day, mechamat havayato hamiyuchedet shel yom zeh, hamachayev davar mesuyam zeh, that obligates us in this, is better, is preferable, takes precedence over an obligation that is not because of the uniqueness of today. So it's a sug, it's a category of a mail of a chshivus. If it's because of the uniqueness of the day, that's called chiyuv, the chiyuv of the yoma. And therefore, he says, listen, tamid you're bringing every day. Musaf, you don't bring every day. You're only bringing today because it's Shabbos or Yontif. So the musaf should come first. Because that's because of the miyuchadut of this day. That's how the Avnei Nezer Lechora understood what it means chiyuv d'yom. However, based on what we explained ba'arichus in the previous shir, lo ma'alavi yitron v'chashivut ne'emar kam. We're not talking here about a maila, about a more chashivus, more importance, more value. No. It's not the vort. Rather, dinim legabei chiyuv pu'ula ne'emru kan. There are dinim with regard to the obligation to act in a certain way were said here. And that is, shekol shehamechayev shel hapeula hu machmas hashta, that if the mechayev is because of now, that's more mechayev than a chiyuv that's not coming because of now. If now is, if today is the mechayev, that's what we were looking at. We're looking at the ikar mechayev. If the ikar mechayev is now, and that takes precedence over what's not now, where the mechayev is not now. So what's mechayev the tamid? Now, today. Today is a chiyuv to bring the tamid. Since there's a chiyuv to bring the tamid today, that precedes the musaf. That's what we're questioning, the whole premise of the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer says, musaf is chiyuv of the yoma, tamid isn't. Why isn't tamid chiyuv of the yoma? Today is mechayvi to bring a tamid. Every day is mechayvi to bring a tamid. Havdalah. What's the mechayiv of Havdalah? The mechayiv is the Zman of Yitzias Shabbos, which is on the weekday. So therefore it's Pashat that Motzei Shabbos is the day in which there is a chiyuv d'yom to be mavdil. You're right, Zechrei will be Yitzias, so you have to mention Shabbos when it leaves. What's mechayiv you to mention Shabbos? The fact that it's no longer Shabbos, that it's Motzei Shabbos. And Motzei Shabbos mechayiv you to say Havdalah. So Memela, we cannot say, like the Avnei Nezer says, that Havdalah is not chiyuv d'yom, and Ner Chanukah is chiyuv d'yom. Havdalah is also chiyuv d'yom. And since Havdalah is also chiyuv d'yoma, you can't, Ner Chanukah won't take preference. Mitzat tam zeh. Because Havdalah is chiyuv d'yoma, and Ner Chanukah is chiyuv d'yoma, and they're equal in that respect. And with this we can explain Tosfos over here in our sugya. To be miyashiv their kasha. Rav says in the Gemara, remember Rav is a chiyuv d'yoma odif yid. And he says, ana da'amri afilu kibes hillel. I can say, even like Beis Hillel, who says that Kiddush, who says that Yayin comes before Kiddush, because Adkan lo ka'amri Beis Hillel, Hosam, Elisha Yayin Garim Lakidish Sheyavo. Because the Yayin, the reason Yayin comes first is because Yayin causes the Kiddush to be said. Therefore, Yayin precedes the Kiddush. But in my case, says Rav, in our discussion here, where we're talking about what bracha to make first, Zman or Sukkah, we obviously don't have that. That the Yayin Goreim L'Kiddush Sheyavo. Aval Hocha Ilav Zman, if there's no Zman, do we not say the Bracha of Sukkah? Aval, do we say the Bracha of Sukkah? You would say the Bracha of Sukkah, all of Sukkah is without Zman. So therefore, Rav's assertion is that Beis Hillel can agree with me. Just by Kiddush, he said, Tadir is Alif Michobas Hayom, because Yayin is Garam, the Kedusha should be said. But me, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a different case. I'm talking about Shechianu and Sukkah. And Sukkah can be said without Shechianu. That's Rav. So Frek Tosvis, look at Beis Hillel. Rav is saying something very strange. Beis Hillel says, Davar Acher, Tadir Rishaino Tadir, Tadir Kodem. In other words, even without the reason of Shayayin, that the wine causes the Kiddush to be said, we still go by Tadir. And that's the hedge against Rav. Rav doesn't subscribe to Tadir in our case. Rav says, you're right. Shechiano might be more Tadir, but it doesn't matter because it's we're going to go with the Birchas Hazman. Chiyuv d'yayim adif. So you see that Rav is not like Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel gives an independent reason, Davar Acher, an independent reason that he says where Beis Hillel holds of Tadir. Abazoi. Rav is not like Beis Hillel. So when the Gemara says that Rav is like Beis Hillel, we can sincerely question that. So Tosfos answers in the first teretz, Lo mitam ze l'chudei kodemis l'chovas hayom. Denema mitam ze yakdim l'zman zman l'sukkah. Tosfos says, no. It's not for this reason alone that Yayin precedes the Chovas Hayom. That we should say that Shechiyanu should precede Sukkah. Tadir is not enough. So therefore, you need both. You need a Tseiruf, according to Tosis, of Shayayin Goreim with Tadir. Ve'eno muvan l'chayra. What is Tosis talking about? What's this tseiruf? What's this combination of shehayayin goreim with tadir v'she'eno tadir? What's this shidduch? That a yayin is goreim, that kiddush should be said, and also yayin is more frequent. If the svara of shehayayin is not enough to be makdim yayin l'kiddush hayom, since kiddush hayom is chiyuv d'yoma, so then how does the svara of Tadir help us? Just like Rav says by Sukkah and Zman. Right? Rav says Chiyuv d'yom is Adif. And Tadir isn't going to help us. So if the svara of Yayin preceding Kiddush, it's not enough that to say that wine should precede Kiddush, that wine causes the Kiddush to come because Kiddush is Chiyuv d'Yoma. So if Chiyuv d'Yoma wins out, then how does Tadir help us? Rav holds that Chiyuv d'Yoma beats out Tadir. And if this svar alone helps, So then, what did Beis Hillel add the Tadir for? If the Svar alone that wine causes the Kiddush to come is enough, then why does Beis Hillel add Tadir? So based on what we said, it would appear as follows. According to our explanation, the inyan of Chiyuv D'Yoma is not on the Baracha, but on Hadavar She'olov Bo HaBaracha, on what the Baracha is coming on something. She'achrei She'mutal Alav HaDavar, in other words, there's a Chiyuv today to do X, Memela, you relate to that first. Memela, why the bracha is going to come first. If there's a chiyuv d'yom of X, so then the bracha Y comes first. So we can explain that the svar of a yayin gorem l'kiddush sheyavo doesn't mean that because of this there's adifus to the wine to be makdim at the kiddush, because it's the wine that activates the kiddush. Because on this, Adarabba, Beis Shammai said a good vort. Now you should make the bracha on the yom first, because the yom activates the wine. Just, since there's no kiddush without wine, that makes the wine into the chiyuv of today. Because that's the chiv to be mekadesh ala wine, ala yayin. And memela, yayin now has been transformed into chiyuv d'yoma. Just like he has to say kiddush. In other words, he has a chiyuv that obligates him. He has a chiyuv of X, and therefore that requires his siachasus first. So what's his chiyuv? His chiyuv is kiddush. But you don't make kiddush alone, you make kiddush with wine. So memela, his chiyuv d'yoma is also on the wine. Ah! So if that's true, now there's a chiyuv d'yoma on both. There's a chiyuv siyachasus shaveh. There is an equal chiyuv of a diachasu to relate to them equally, because they're both chiyuv d'yomas. So the svara of yayin goreim l'kiddush sheyavo is not a svara kadima, that it comes first, but rather it's a svara to say that kiddush is not going to come first mitzat chiyuv d'yoma. Because since the wine goes along with the kiddush, they're both chiyuv d'yomas. So now it's equal. Ah, it's equal. So davar acher. You know, it's funny that it's a davar acher. It sounds like a completely different reason. But according to Tosfos Teretz, that's betzeruf. Tadir sheno tadir tadir kodem. And that's why Beis Hillel said both. That's why you have to come on to tadir. All saying yain gorim l'kiddush et teomer is doing is equating the wine with the kiddush, transforming them both into chiyuv d'yoma. Originally, kiddush was a chiyuv d'yoma, and wine wasn't. But since kiddush goes along with the wine, so now wine's also chiyuv d'yoma. So we say, oh, wine activates the kiddush. You're saying kiddush with wine. Abaseder. So now they have a chiyuv siyachus shaveh. They have an equal obligation to relate to both of them. In other words, with the chiyuv d'yoma, the obligation of today requires us to relate to that first. Requires us to make that bracha first. So they're both chiyuvim of today. Ah, so they're equal. So what are you going to do first? So the answer is tadir sheno tadir tadir kodem, gevaldik. So we understand Tosis. And now we can also answer the kasha that tzlach, tzlach in brachas nanalafam at beis says, what does it mean that Beis Hillel writes, says, Shayayin gorim l'kiddush shete amer, that wine causes the kiddush to be said. Does wine really cause kiddush to... Don't you make kiddush without wine? Of course you do. There's a chobas kiddush d'oraisi without wine. Mishein lo yayin opas, chayv l'kaddush b'tfilah. So he says that we're talking about we're writing l'kaddush b'tfilah, and then the chobas kiddush now is only because of the wine. And then he says, women who weren't mekadesh b'tfila, even Beis Hillel will be molde, that they make the bracha first on the yom. What's the kasha of the tzlach? Back of the tzlach's kasha. Even without wine, there's a chovas kiddush d'oraisa. Even without wine, there's a chovas kiddush d'oraisa. So what does he mean? What does Beis Hillel mean when they say that shayayin gorim lekiddusha shetayame? No. Kiddush is said without wine. Kiddush is an obligation even if one doesn't have wine. And therefore, again, by Nashim, Tzlach asserts, they're going to, they still will agree they're going to make the bracha first on the Yom. Because this whole svara of the Yayin causes the Kiddush to be said is only if one already davened, but otherwise not. But based on what we're saying, the primary meaning of Shayayin Gorim Lekiddush Shetayomer is Sha'al Yedeze Gam Hayayin, that through this, even the wine is Mechiyuv Diyoma. And since the wine is Chiyuv Diyoma, there is no longer an issue of which one is the Chiyuv Hayom. Is Kiddush Chiyuv Hayom or wine Chiyuv Hayom? The answer is both. Both. So all it did is made it into Chiyuv HaYom. So therefore all that's left to discuss now is Tadir V'Sheino Tadir. And therefore, it's very good. Hayayin Gorim L'Kiddusha Shetayomer. That even if Kiddush Hayom is D'oraisa and doesn't require wine, but after the D'Rabbanan, now we have a Chiyuv D'Rabbanan of wine. So the Yayin is also Mitzad the Chiyuv D'Rabbanan, it's also Chiyuv D'Yom. So wine is a Chiyuv D'Yoma and the Kiddush is a Chiyuv D'Yoma. And then you come on to Tadir. Senechinami. Midoraisa. Wine isn't Gorim for the Chobas Kiddush Doraisa. But Midrabanan it is. That makes the wine a Chiyuv D'Yoma. Now they're equals. Tad V'Sheno Tad Tadir Kodim. So there's another issue here. That Kiddush is D'oraisa, so that's Mekudosh. Yayin is only D'rabbanan, it's less Mekudosh. Therefore you should be makdim the Kiddush, even though the Yayin is Tadir, because the Kiddush is D'oraisa, so Mekudosh beats out the less Mekudosh. So that might be discussed later. And that would also seem to be the meaning of what the Rashba says in the Tshuvas in Chelek Dalid B'Sof Simen Reish Tzadi Hei, that after he's marich to prove that Kiddush is a mitzvah and a Torah, even Shelo al Yayin, the Rashba says that that it says in Baruchas 51b Shayayin Gorim L'Kiddusha Sheyavo, that wine causes the Kiddush to be said. Lo gorim l'kiddush mamish ka'amar. Doesn't mean that the wine mamish causes kiddush, because Dvar Torah, like the Rashba proves, kiddush doesn't require wine. Ela the kiddush sheheskinu, says the Rashba, kiddush sheheskinu anshe kinesis ha'gedola b'mokum se'uda, when the anshe kinesis ha'gedola made a takana of kiddush, when one all has a se'uda, ka'amar shu yayin opas. So they said, with wine or bread. So l'chora, he's answering the kasha of the tzlach. Right, the tzlach's kasha is, but the yayin isn't goreng. Kiddush sheyavo. Kiddush is said without wine. So no. The anshe kinesis hagedola said to make it with wine. So what exactly is he being mitaretz? And what is he adding? And he emphasizes this in his Chiddushin to Brachas, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. She'ikra klapei mokum b'mokum se'udahu bo yayin opas. That this is, it has to be in the place of the se'uda. And therefore Kiddush requires bread or wine. What is the pas doing here? Where's the bread falling in here? There's a takan of anshei kenes gadol she'al yayin. So based on what we explained, it would appear that what he means is that the din kiddush ala yayin is not a chiyuv shel kiddush. To say the lashon of Rabbeinu, shedin kiddush ala yayin eno chiyuv shel kiddush, ela sheyesh lesadro ala yayin ukedin harbe brachot shedinu lesadram ala yayin. Shua yayin tarvayu chiyuv diyomahem shiyu zeim ze kevan de tarvayu chiyuv diyomah havu lachein ein baze adifut lekiddush al yayin. So what maybe the Rashba means is that the din kiddush al yayin is not a chiyuv of kiddush which should be said on wine, like a lot of brachas, that there's a din lesader et habracha al hayayin, because then you would have the chiyuv of kiddush, and the chiyuv of kiddush is just set on wine, and then the wine would not be considered a chiyuv d'yoma, but rather the din yayin is a din be'etzem chiyuv hakiddush. It's part and parcel of kiddush. And kiddush, ela b'makom se'uda. So what's this se'uda? The se'uda is either the pas, that's why I emphasize the pas or the yayin. And kiddush, ela b'makom se'uda. She'skinu anshe kenes ha'gedola b'makom se'uda. Ela the kiddush, she'skinu anshe kenes ha'gedola b'makom se'uda, kam reshu yayin o pas. The kiddush that the anshe kenes ha'gedola said has to be b'makom se'uda means that the kiddush is going along with bread or with wine. So that means that the su'uda is part and parcel of the kiddush. Not just that you're mesader the kiddush on wine. Gives chashivas to the brach if it's on wine, for whatever, however you explain it. No. Part and parcel of the kiddush is that it goes along with the su'uda. That's the takan of anshei kenes ha'gedola. And what does that make kiddush? If you were just misader at aliyayin, so that's just a davar tzadi. That's not something inherent. That's something essential about this kiddush, about this wine. But now we're saying that it's not just your misader; it's part and parcel of the kiddush. And kiddush al makom sud, and the sud is the wine or the pas. And therefore, the wine or the pas is also chiyuv diyoma. If now it is considered part and parcel of the kiddush, then that's also considered chiyuv d'yoma. Now it's plugged into the kiddush. It's plugged into the kiddush. So it's chiyuv d'yoma. Now they're equal. And that's why I have to come on to Tadir. So that's the same mahalach that we used previously to explain the tzlach and to explain pshat and tosfos. That really, yayin is also considered chobas hayom. And Memela, now Kiddush and Yayin are equal, both Chovas Hayom, and that's why Reis Hill has to come on to Tadir. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we argued with the Avnei Nezer, obviously with tremendous anava, because the Avnei Nezer was Ari Achai, he was a lion. And we saw Pshat and Tosfos, And we answered Tzlach's Kasha, we explained the Rashba, and we saw in the philosophy Taurus Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Siyata Deshmaya, there is a velt more to say on this, Rabbi Say. I don't know how to tell you. So I'm hoping God gives us life and health and financial means and everything we need, and that we'll be able to see more unbelievable chidushim. So, Belina Adar, please stay tuned. And we zocha to see continual Niflaot mitorat Hashem. Shalom, sweetest, most beloved.